you're listening to the Closing Market Report. Joining us now for a look at agricultural weather is Drew Lerner, meteorologist for World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Good afternoon, Drew.
Good afternoon, Dave.
So it's been well talked about on our air that a warming trend is coming across corn and soybean country. But the question I have for you is, what portion of the country might lose its snow cover from this warming trend, given that colder temperatures are advertised behind it, and that might impact the wheat crop?
Yeah, it's a good question. And right now, most of the snow that's on the ground is across northern areas anyway. We will probably melt some of that snow. I don't think we're going to lose it all. But we'll lose quite a bit. And then the cold air that's coming up here for later next week is, at the moment, does not look threatening cold in most cases. So I think it won't matter too much whether or not we put the snow back down in the soft wheat areas of the lower Midwest or hard red winter wheat country in the central plains. Both those areas will certainly be snow-free before we face the next cool bout, but I just don't think the temperatures are going to be low enough with this next round of cooling to make much of an issue out of it. There will be an even greater warm-up after that, which will take place maybe at the end of next week or in the following weekend, that will take us into early February, and it's really sometime later in February that we'll start seeing the next round of truly bitter cold air once again, probably later in February into early March. So I don't think we need to worry too much about the snow cover situation, unless, of course, we lose it up there across the northern plains and some of the minor wheat-producing areas up there. And there's a chance we will lose a part of it, but I think it'll be right back as soon as it gets cold.
Let's turn our attention then to South America and Paraguay in particular and ask you, do we have a hiccup there?
Yeah, there's a little bit of a problem there, actually, from Paraguay all the way back up into parts of northeastern Brazil. It's part of that same blocking pattern that we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks. Paraguay, the driest areas in Paraguay are actually in central and northern areas of that particular country, and missing out on the most important soybean and corn-producing areas in the south. But there is a little bit of dryness down there as well. But this is all part of that broader region of dryness that occurs all the way across Mato Grosso to Sol, and into portions of Minas Gerais, as well as Goiás and parts of Bahia. And all of that region has another 5 to 7 days to go before we start seeing rain again. And I think at that point we'll see some improvement in these drier biased areas.
Meanwhile, portions of Argentina are too wet?
That's right. Some impressive rains running anywhere from 3 to around 10 inches have occurred over the past week. And the ground is saturated. We've got more rain in the pipeline over the next 5 to 7 days there as well. And so some of that crop is probably not doing all that great, but we are going to see enough sunshine between rain events coming up that the situation probably won't get much worse, and it will probably get a lot better, actually, as we do get some warmer and drier days in there.
Thank you much, Drew.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City, and that is today's Closing Market Report. Remember to call in for your tickets to the All-Day Ag Outlook meeting. You can do that at 217-333-7300. This is Dave Dickey.